I'm actually just about to record a podcast.
Okay, have fun. I got that shit today. Thanks for sending it.
Oh, you got it today? I tracked it to it. Cool. That came early.
Yeah, I'm not allowed to have chocolate, though.
Oh, you're not?
No.
Why not?
I don't know. It's just a rule.
All right. Well, fair enough. Well, hopefully you can read those magazines.
Oh, no, they kept those, too.
Motherfuckers. I asked them too.
Oh, for real?
I said I can send them candy and magazines and some cigarettes, and they're like, yeah. Whatever.
Bastards.
They just wanted them.
Oh, go ahead.
Is that why he specifically asked for Snickers? I'm just kidding. All right, man. Well, I will talk to you soon. I love you. All right, bye.
Nice to meet you in person.
Nice to
meet you, man. We're recording right now. Get closer to Nate so you can be on camera. You can be on the corner.
I don't want to be too close. We just met.
I know. It's all right. It's not going to bother him. Okay, let me get this going. I recorded that just in case I want to use it. Boy, this is long.
I can't hear anything.
What about now?
Oh, there we go.
Well, happy Halloween, everybody. Welcome to Not That Funny. This song is not that funny. And even when you scroll ahead, doesn't get that much funnier.
There's no like build to like some sort of a climax in the song.
Yeah. I don't even think they play it this long in the movie.
No, they don't. So we'll start it like this. No.
No.
My favorite one.
The OG track.
Did you sing that part?
Yeah.
You did for
yeah,
real?
Yeah, I did. I did.
And
no,
it
I
just,
didn't. No, I
oh,
didn't.
Okay.
It's like under GarageBand as like gospel woman.
Oh, okay. You would put that in there,
oh,
too.
Oh, absolutely.
It fits.
Did you guys know, anyways, this is not that funny, and we're here with Nate and Evan, who for some reason are meeting for the first time, but I thought I've introduced you guys before. No.
I don't think so.
You never come around when I invite you to shit.
You invite me to watch UFC fights at 10 o'clock at night.
Well,
that's
true.
That's the only invite you get.
I'm a boring man. I got
And Evan actually works all the home Lions games. He mics up pads.
Really?
Yeah.
Yeah, centers or guards.
Yeah.
So like when you hear like quarterback audio.
TV. Did you mic Stafford up when he broke his shoulder?
No, we weren't doing it then.
Oh.
That was before, cuz it was you know how like the referees used to have the mics?
Yeah.
And they'd stand behind the lineup.
Mhm.
Well, too many referees were getting hurt. So then,
oh, really?
Yeah, when they made the new contract, the CBA or whatever, they put this program in there.
So, meaning the refs can stand farther back?
They don't even stand in the formation
anymore. Oh, okay.
They're in there, but
I rarely even notice those guys. But
you must have watched a lot of Lions games.
I rarely notice where the refs are. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
But I do see them get fucking destroyed once in a while. I've actually been watching a lot of YouTube videos of like, they just been popping up after I watched one or something of like best like hits of all time and best. What was the one I was watching the other day? Best punt returns or like returns for touchdowns and crazy shit like that. And
I like watching
sometimes,
hockey hit and fight videos.
Oh, dude, best punch! Did you see that?
I just saw it today.
You know that's called a Superman punch, right?
Yeah, my buddy, like who's a hockey player, came out and he's like, "Oh, did you see the BXA, the Superman punch?
Oh yeah,
did you see that? Yeah." So, who kind of made that famous is George St. Pierre, who's actually coming back from a 4-year sort of retirement in the UFC. And it's a weird punch. You wouldn't think it works, but you kind of like lean forward and then just like, yeah, it's very Superman looking. So, but he fucking, I haven't seen a punch like that land that clean in a while. I mean, he caught him right in the chin.
Right. Normally, like, it's like a few, like, they'll grab like a little right. jersey here and there's like a few socks going back and forth. But like, that was like, all right, let's drop gloves.
That was a real punch.
And I'm, yeah. And he's out.
So,
did you see that? I know you look at the garbage of the internet. Did you see that video of those two guys?
That's Nate's job, by the way.
That is my job.
Look at the garbage of the internet.
Yeah.
Well, you're on the right podcast.
Right.
We're a little gem in that trash can.
So
this Redskins fan, Eagles fan are fighting in like the concourse area of the stadium on Monday night, and the Redskins fan just hits him, and he goes down after one punch.
You just see his eyes go like.
I
saw a couple Raiders fans fight each other.
They're Raiders fans.
Yeah, no, they're apparently the biggest maniacs.
Yeah. Other than like the Bills
outside
fans.
Outside of the Bills Mafia. The
Bills Mafia is nuts. They set themselves on fire.
Yeah.
Yeah, I saw that.
It was supposed to be jump through table season in college.
I haven't seen a bunch.
Did you remember last year?
What the hell is jump through tables?
So on campuses during football season, or like, you know, early when it's still like summertime on campus.
Yeah.
And they'd be jumping off porches or jumping off roofs onto tables and shit. You didn't see that?
No.
That was last year. It was really big. Maybe they like after a while they stopped putting it up because they're like, all right, we can't just like promote it. Like I have a kind of a problem with WorldStar where they do fight videos all the time. Anybody that sends in a decent fight video, they put it up, and I think it kind of promotes kids beating each other up. Mostly like young black inner city kids beating each other up, which is like, I mean, but whatever. I watch them every single time.
So you're part of the problem.
Yes,
you
absolutely.
Know the solution, but you're also the problem.
Well, anyways, I wanted to touch on some Halloween sort of stuff. I was thinking about the last few Halloweens. I've never been one to dress up or want to dress up much.
Yeah.
I think when I was a kid, I did, like, because you'd go to school and you'd, you know, you wanted people to see your costume, right? And one of my best I came to think about it. I think my parents bought me a costume like one time, and it was Wolverine, and I was a little fucking cunt about it the whole time.
You didn't want
it was the yellow. It was the yellow Wolverine. No, I wanted to really bad, but it had this like mask thing, and I was a little baby about it. It scratched my face. I remember, and my mom was like, "All right, fine, whatever," and she like cut some of the side off and stuff, and it was still I was a shit
That's
about
how
it.
All the Halloween masks I ever owned were. They were all cut in some way.
Yeah.
Like manipulated from the original form.
Why? Because you got a big fat face?
No, because like one year I wanted to be Freddy Krueger. It was like eighth grade, I think.
See, I never saw those movies.
Oh, that's like what got me on horror movies. I watched it on like UPN in like sixth grade.
Yeah.
This UPN. Shit's crazy.
Yeah.
This shit's crazy. No, and I wanted to be Freddy Krueger, so I got like the sweater and like a glove with like plastic claws on it, but I really wanted this mask, and like I didn't have a job. I was in like 7th or 8th grade.
Right.
So I had to get my mom to buy it for me, and I hated it and never wore it.
Right. Because masks suck.
Yeah. Well,
the funny, like, I don't know how you guys were. Where'd you grow up?
Auburn Hills.
I don't know how you guys were in Auburn Hills or in Berkeley, but in Huntington Woods at our elementary schools, they didn't let us wear masks.
That was the case for us.
Like, I never...
Yeah, school parties, we couldn't wear a mask.
I never even, like... I've never worn a costume with a mask.
Although one year, me and my friends went as Kiss, and we wore masks, and they let us do that.
Oh, that's cool.
That's cool. That's actually a cool costume. That was probably high school, wasn't it?
No, that was 8th grade. Freddy Krueger was 7th grade, I think.
Sweet.
My dad one time... got really into making me this costume. He, I was supposed to be roadkill, you know? So he beat the fuck out of me. No, I'm just kidding. So he,
ran you over with his car.
He took, put the shirt on the ground and spray painted his tire, ran over it, put all, and my mom helped him put all this makeup on my face to look like I had black eyes and bloody and like bandaged up my head. That was fun. I still have pictures of that. And I had a, and I'd broken my ankle in first grade. So this was like second or third. And I had to use one of the crutches, and it was cool. And then other time, I remember I being a bum, which I didn't even know what a bum was, for like 3 years in elementary school, where I had like a stick with the bandana thing on the end, like a hobo, yeah, the you know, like a train hobo.
Yeah.
But
I was a trash bag once.
I think I've seen that picture.
Did like you put a trash bag on?
Yeah, I like literally just, it was like last minute, I didn't have a costume, and I just like put a trash bag on and just like literally stuffed it with trash, and like that was it. That was the costume.
And then we got to the age where like girls loved it because they could dress up as something like slutty, mm-hmm. which I loved. Mm-hmm. But then like I cared so little about Halloween, and I wasn't creative. I just was there to get fucked up. So it was like I don't care, you know. I remember one year, my friends up at Central, they were all being South Park characters, and they're like, you have to be something, don't be a fucking asshole. And so they just taped all this aluminum foil to my head, and I was Butters as the whatever.
Oh, yeah.
Which I don't really watch South Park. Yeah, but and that only made me fucking mentally ill for the next 3 days, because I was wasted. And the aluminum foil was holding all the heat on my head, and I'm sweating my ass off. I look like an idiot.
See, when I was like older and had to go to, I didn't go to college, but when I went to like Halloween parties, I'd just go to like a store and buy. They had like T-shirts that looked like jack-o'-lanterns, and like they had one that looked like a doctor's coat and a cop.
Right.
And I'd just buy those and be like, oh, $10, done.
I saw a sweet costume on the internet. This little Mexican kid was that cool, like. You remember those things where it's like half of the costume is behind you and you're the baby, yeah. and it's holding you?
Yeah.
Those came out like after I was like dressing up.
Yeah.
You know, and I always thought they were so cool. But
they have one of those with Donald Trump now.
Yes. And he's carrying a box, and the little Mexican kid is in the box. Like he's taking him.
So well, that's good. I saw another one where it's just like Trump, and it's like it looks like he's holding your legs and like you're running around, and it's like this little Trump, and it looks like you're on his shoulders.
That's good. That's real.
But I don't know if I'm dressing up or anything this year.
I don't have shit to dress up for.
I don't have shit to dress up for either.
I don't have anything. But
you know what I did the other night? And like I said, I never watched the Freddy, Jason, those.
I like those movies.
Halloween. Oh, the only one
involved into Rob Zombie.
Right. The only one I'm interested in is Rob Zombie's Halloweens.
Yeah, I think those are better than the. Yeah, right. Those are way better. The first one's good. The second one was fucking stupid.
Yeah. First one I heard is amazing.
Yeah, first one's really good.
But
I only watch them like at this time of year though.
Yeah, like the other day I went on Netflix.
I don't watch like Friday the 13th number 7. Like
no.
I just watch like
no.
I've never seen any of those.
I went on Netflix the other day, last night, and they put a new movie up there called 1922.
Oh, the Stephen King one?
Yeah, character's Punisher and it was a little scary, kind of more like disturbing imagery stuff. But I realized I don't like scary movies, dude. I get a little bit scared, you know?
I kind of like them.
Do you like jump out of your seat though?
No, I don't get scared. I like I like the psychological aspect of it.
Yeah.
Definitely.
And I kind of to make fun of them too.
I mean, I enjoyed it, but I was like, you know, at moments I was like, should I turn it off? Should I turn it off?
I feel like that movie would be good, but a lot of horror movies are just fucking stupid.
Well, that's why I can't even watch them. It's like the same thing. It's almost like with action movies that are just so fucking ridiculous that I can't. Like, I know that that's the genre, and it is kind of this total non-realistic stuff, but I just can't even sit through it.
I understand that.
See, I can watch any Nicolas Cage movie.
I can't.
Nicolas Cage has about 14 movies on Netflix.
Except, I love National Treasure.
Yes, except National Treasure.
I'm not even fucking with you. I like that movie.
So do I. But that's the only one.
That movie was exciting, man. It was an hour and a half of pure adrenaline.
So, But so the one movie that I have been wanting to see is It.
And it was good.
What was?
Don't even.
Okay.
Let's just get past that.
All right. Sounds good. But I haven't gone to the movie theater because, I don't know, nobody really wants to go. I don't really feel like going out there.
I like going to movie theaters.
I go with Jen.
Yeah?
Yeah, I go with Catherine.
I go for the popcorn. Yeah. Like, legitimately.
I should get a hooker popcorn to go with.
You could.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Do you think they'll charge more or less than a 30-second fuck?
Probably about, it depends how long the movie is.
And if you That's buy true. Like, the snacks.
Are you going to see like
Oh, if Lord you include Rings, if or? You include snacks, she's got to bring a purse because we're stopping at the party store first.
You have to though. Like yeah. Honestly, it's not even a bad idea. It's fucking ridiculous.
but yeah, it looks really good. And I want to watch it. I might do like a horror movie marathon or something. But
it helps be get good. Me in the spirit.
Yeah.
Because like then it's like Christmas. And I kind of like Christmas, but I also fucking hate Christmas.
Yeah.
So it's like, I need to have fun before.
Right.
It's like the most stressful, comforting time of year.
Me and my parents and brother, we've just gotten down to, you know, like a small gift each.
Family-wise, it's not bad. But I have a lot of, like...
aunts and uncles and shit.
Yeah, because I see them and I don't want to like go to their house and eat their food and not bring them a present.
Right.
well, I'm Jewish, so everything's different, obviously.
Yeah, that's true.
Like, you know, so, we pray like 10 times a day. Like,
yeah, don't you?
No.
And not for 9 days straight?
No, we don't.
Yeah, you do.
I'm Catholic and I don't even go to church on Christmas.
Yeah, no.
Well, you're not Catholic, really.
Not really.
Yeah.
By default.
Right. Yeah, do Jews celebrate Halloween? Just kidding.
Every other year.
Every other year.
But actually, see, Evan, growing up with a bunch of Jewish kids and me not having... Like, Christmas for us was only from fucking in the morning till about when everybody's sick of each other.
I went to Catholic you know school. What I mean? It was like a month-long
right.
like, process.
Really?
But, like... So growing up,
yeah, you gotta have like the Christmas concert where like all the classes go up and like awkwardly sing, and then you gotta have like Christmas parties, and then you get into middle school and it's Christmas dances, and it was terrible.
So, but growing up with a bunch of Jewish kids, like after you're done with your Christmas shit, if like a bunch of your other friends are still busy,
dude, we're all ready.
We would just hang out with our friends, you know?
Yeah.
And I'm not even saying it's like, oh, who do I know that's Jewish? It was like most of our, exactly. About half of our friends were Jewish, mm-hmm. you know? But we don't like to admit to that on other days of the year. Just kidding. So we touched on it a little bit last week, but Harvey Weinsteiner with his wiener jerking off into plants. A bunch of other people are getting...
He jerked off into a plant?
Yeah. It's a cool trick he would do. Hey, Ashley Judd, come here. Okay, hold on 1 second. Yeah, just knock on the door. Just come on in when you're ready. Okay. Okay, she finished talking to her agent. She walks into Harvey Weinstein's office, and he's fucking beating it into a formica plant. Just right in the soil.
When she gets, like, as she opens the
he
door.
He would ask him. I mean, you got to believe there's, I guess there's 40 people that saying that he fucked with them. And a couple of them said that he would come onto his plants or something.
That's fucking weird.
Yeah.
That's so fucked
and
up.
He used to beg.
I feel bad for the people that had to come in at night and like water those plants.
Right. They're like, this plant fucking stinks.
Like, that's who they need to interview.
Yeah.
Maybe, what did he have like the best plants in the office? Maybe
I don't
like,
know.
Totally.
Maybe.
Like,
maybe
it was, yeah, maybe it wasn't the women. Maybe it was just the plants.
Right, right. No, but he used to beg them to watch him shower. Beg them for them terrible. To watch him take a shower. His fat, nasty ass.
That he wanted them what the
to heck watch him shower.
Just like for proof that he showers?
No, just because he got off on that, which is weird, right?
That is,
yeah,
that
that's
is
pretty
an
weird.
Odd request.
Do you know what I do in the shower? Fucking scratch out dingleberries and shit. That's not what you want to see.
No.
I got a buddy, you know him, but I don't want to mention his name. He was in college.
What's his name, JJ?
He was in college. I'll say it later for sure. He was in college and... he said for some reason he was showering with, like, the shower blind open, you know, the shower curtain. And one of his roommates just popped in to, like, brush his teeth or whatever. It's, like, a normal thing. Like, it's just normally the shower thing would be closed. And he walked in right when my buddy was in the shower, like pointing his asshole up at the shower thing, you know, trying to get some direct contact, doing like a weird yoga motion. And he just goes, "What the fuck are you doing?" And he said he has no idea why he didn't have the shower curtain closed or what. But
the guy that walked it, like, come on, like, we all do, like.
Yeah, I mean, it was just funny to catch him in the act. I mean, he knew exactly what he was doing because he's done it 100 times too. But yeah, a bunch of other people are getting busted.
Shower head, I feel like that would be a little bit more embarrassing.
Oh yeah. Because yeah. Yeah.
That would be bad.
That would be embarrassing. Yeah, so dude, my mom texted me about this morning. These five fucking idiots.
Oh, the car people
are standing on a
new situation about the heartbreaking tragedy on I-75 in Genesee County.
That's Flint. That's like Flint area.
When someone threw a rock onto the car that he was riding in, the Genesee County prosecutor and sheriff just finished a news conference. Kimberly Gill is in the newsroom with the very latest on the investigation. Kim.
Yeah, that he did, Karen. Good afternoon. The Genesee County prosecutor David Layton has charged five teenagers with second degree murder, among other charges. During the news conference, he made it clear this
It was fatal for this man. Macaulay Culkin and Elijah Wood.
Of Mount Morris. He was hit in the head Wednesday night while driving home from work under the Dodge Road overpass in Vienna Township. Investigators weighed the rock that hit him and found that it weighed about 6 pounds, and it hit the vehicle going 70 miles an hour.
The defendant, what the hell are these kids?
They just chucked it over the bridge.
Did you see the picture of them?
Of the kids?
Yeah, they look like fucking little inbreds.
Just a bunch of idiots.
For what reason? Like, we did dumb stuff, I'm sure, like.
End of the day.
Nobody put firecrackers in mailboxes
up your ass and stuff.
But like, no, what is the
reason is because it's so bad and it's so dangerous that you get a thrill out of it. But then you got to think, but we know why it's so dangerous and what could really happen, and that exact thing happened.
Yeah, and it's like it was at night, so it's not that busy.
That's what I was thinking.
Trying to hit cars.
I was just thinking that
they hit four other cars.
If it was nighttime like that, they were aiming for cars.
Yeah, they weren't just like only a car coming by every 2 minutes.
Right,
not like it's stop and go traffic.
Yeah, it's fucked up, dude. And you know what?
I hope that they just rot in hell, man.
I hope they get fucking 20 years each.
They're getting tried as an adult.
Yeah, they should.
Absolutely.
They're not going to be in prison when they're 70. I guarantee you that. They'll be in there for a while, and they're going to realize, oh, fucking stupid mistakes actually have consequences. Yeah, so that was nuts. What was the other thing going on? The JFK files are going to be released.
I didn't click on it, but I like, what's technically going to be released that already like hasn't been of public knowledge? Or
I heard it's like probably 33,000 files.
Probably documents. Nothing.
Probably
that's
nothing.
What I'm saying, like,
very probably.
I mean, I learned
nothing.
I learned the whole story from the movie Jackie, so
You were the one of three people that watched that movie?
I watched it on a plane ride from Grand Rapids to Las Vegas.
Yeah.
It was...
by choice?
One of 20 movie options, and it was like that or like the movie, like animated movie Sing. And I just said, you know what? Like, I just want to be super depressed.
There you go.
And I went for it.
I know what you mean.
And you don't want to be that guy that's like in your mid-20s watching an animated movie.
Yeah. Right.
Yeah, I'll wait to be at home to watch.
So you can sing along.
Yes, absolutely. Yeah, I think it's in my recent Netflix.
Recently watched.
But yeah, it was depressing. But I'm excited for that.
So the thing about the JFK thing is that very well might be one of the biggest conspiracy theories that is still really, really fishy. I'm not talking steel doesn't melt in the trade towers fishy, where if you did a poll of America, a lot of people think that. But the JFK, the official thing on JFK when they did a investigation, it's almost 100% wrong. You know, they didn't even get the number of bullets right. You know, and that video that you've seen, maybe you guys haven't watched it 30 times like I have. But
I've seen it.
Where his definitely fucking head it. Blows off. That wasn't released till 10, 15 years after the investigation. The guy held it because he was like, you know, I don't know. It was pretty trippy.
Yeah.
So it's, but I guarantee nothing of substance is going to be in there. And
just
even
a
though,
waste of time for...
Yeah, it's a distraction for to. Well, and it's a distraction for political gain because Trump is talking all about it when it's like it really has nothing to do with him.
It doesn't matter
at all.
Well, that's the thing though too, is like what's going to happen? The truth's going to be revealed and everyone's going to be outraged
it,
and then everyone will go to bed and wake up the next day.
I guarantee you it's not.
Yeah. Nothing will come out.
Maybe if maybe they'll confirm that there was people that weren't quite sure. Like, there probably might be some stuff of, like, you know, they were just like, you know, he's fucking dead. It looked like it came from this way, you know, and other people disagree or whatever. Maybe some of that where it looks a little
lazy
stuff. Yeah, but it's not going to be...
I'm watching Dexter, so I feel like a cop.
Yeah. Yeah. Did you start Mindhunters?
Like I got about halfway through the first episode.
Okay, you gotta get asleep. You gotta get past the first two.
Yeah,
don't just hang in there for
pretty
the first
sweet
two.
Though.
Yeah. Oh, it's amazing. Yeah. So, that JFK thing's coming out, and to be honest, I'll probably fucking sit down and read it, or I'll go on websites and see. Hopefully, somebody else has fucking read it and pointed out the.
On Reddit.
Yeah.
I'm sure there will be like a whole post that breaks it down.
Yeah, no question.
Somebody's gonna create a website.
For sure. For sure.
And if they don't, we should.
Yeah. Okay. Well, I wrote this down, even though we already kind of touched on it. But if somebody were gonna try and go watch some Halloween style movies, what would you suggest just for like this weekend?
Halloween
by Rob Zombie.
No, the Disney Channel movie where they
Halloween
go.
Town.
Halloween Town.
Halloween
Town.
No,
yeah, of course. Yeah, but yeah.
Yeah. That I mean, if you're gonna watch two movies, Halloween Town, Halloween
and Hocus
Town
Pocus, and Xenon too, just because.
Just because. And Brink after that.
Don't well, talk shit about Hocus Pocus though, man.
That's
also
that's
a good
great
movie,
dude.
Classic.
That's a great movie.
That is. The fucking lamest movie I've ever
I feel like you
seen,
had a really bad childhood because you just blocked out everything good from it.
I did. Okay? My parents made me wear a fucking Wolverine mask that hurt my face.
He wore a garbage bag.
Yeah, that is true. But what he's not telling you is he had to wear that for a whole week.
And it wasn't Halloween.
And it wasn't Halloween.
That should be our fantasy football punishment. Make someone like put garbage, like wear garbage every
yeah,
day.
Dude, that's the other thing. I lost in fantasy football this past week.
Yeah, you lost the battle of the JJs.
And I was really fucking pissed about it. I don't like to lose.
I've lost five mm-hmm. times.
Yeah. I don't know how you're dealing with it.
I lost because of a kicker. I was up by 3 points.
Will they just fucking suspend Ezekiel Elliott?
I know. I have Alfred Morrison on my bench.
He put 40 fucking points up.
Yeah. That's why you lost.
And who's this guy, Demaryius Thomas?
He sucks.
He's a piece of fucking dog shit.
Do you have him?
Yeah.
Yeah, he sucks.
He got he was like my and second
he,
or third
and
pick.
And like he hasn't been good in like 3 or 4 years, but like
every poll, week every, the thing says, oh, this will be his year for a nice comp, you know, or this will be his week and he'll see a lot of touches.
No, but it's been like that for like 3 years. He's always projected like, oh, he's a high draft pick in fantasy football. So then like when we go to Yahoo and it says next available player, he's always going to be way too high.
Like, fuck him.
He
man.
Should be like in the 12th round.
It's his quarterback fault, by the way.
Who?
He blows. Trevor Siemian.
Yeah, he used to be
and
really good when he had Peyton Manning.
Yeah. And I have CJ Anderson and their whole offense is sputtering.
Right Why now. Do I keep thinking this Demaryius Thomas is on Atlanta?
Good Halloween movie, Rocky Horror Picture Show.
Never seen Tit.
It's pretty good.
You never seen it?
No, I've never seen Tits. Oh, did you hear I what I it. Said?
Yeah.
House of a Thousand good. Corpses.
No, House of a Thousand Corpses. No, one. I actually like Devil's Rejects better.
Devil's Rejects is better, but it's not as much of a Halloween
right,
movie.
Right, right, right.
Oh, I can't think of the movie where they go into like a...
Tell me. I'll get it out of you. I'm going to get mentally into your butthole and get this out of you.
It starts off, there's like five women, and it seems like it's like a Showtime
backdoor
porn.
Whore six.
No, it's not a Showtime porn, but it seems like it.
Scream.
Poltergeist.
Scream 2.
Nope, I give up. I still know what you did last summer.
Actually, you know what's really good? It's The Exorcist, the original.
Yeah, that's
especially right. When you think about this came out in 1972 or 71, whenever it came out.
Fuck, go see the new It.
Yeah.
You could probably watch it somewhere now.
I'd rather rent it on Amazon and be in the comfort of my own house.
That is a good movie.
Nightmare Before Christmas. I used to watch it. My Mom Before Christmas. I used to watch it all the time. I love that movie. You know, I had a girlfriend once who was a huge... No, I'm just kidding. She used to... If I fucked up a word, like if I said Nightmare Before Christmas. Say I said it like that. Nightmare Before Christmas. She'd be like, oh, Nightmare? Is it really Nightmare? And I just be like, what the fuck is wrong with you? Relax.
It is.
No, I'm 30 times smarter than you, but when that's, I make...
That's what it is,
you
man.
Know, it was that was the thing, but...
I'm not saying I'm smarter than my girlfriend, but I'm right more frequently, and so when I slip up,
exactly.
It's like, oh, shit!
Right, and you're just like, listen, I'm going like to fucking beat
that's
you.
That's like the moment that they live for.
Right, right. And it's as stupid as if you... screw up a word and say it weird, you know.
Jen's always right.
Yeah, I know.
Yeah, so is my girlfriend, but I'm just also right sometimes. Like more more right. Like she's right, but like I'm a little bit more right.
Yeah. No, she's right, but it's like one of these. No, oh, yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah,
you're
right.
Not wrong, but you're not 100% correct.
Right, right. Tell Evan what the old lady said before you when you were leaving.
Oh, cuz like I was like pissing her. I think I like her. She's got this little, well, it's our dog. We have this little, like long hair, like dachshund. But it's like, I love it. She's awesome, but like pisses me off all the time. And it was like jumping.
I've never heard you say you love that dog.
I do love that dog.
All right, fair enough.
And, but it was like jumping all over the fucking bed. It's got this ball that, and just, whatever. It's pissing me off. And I like pushed it off the bed. She was like, just leave. Like, you shouldn't have came here. Like, just go do the fucking, you know, go have a conversation with JJ and record it. And so your four fucking friends can listen to it. And then you guys can feel good about yourselves. Like, she's kind of right.
She is kind of right.
I mean, that's
like,
really all it is. But for some reason, it's fun.
It's great.
Right.
It makes me feel important. Like, I get to talk.
Does she listen to this? There's no way she does.
She's listened to a couple when I've come on.
So the funny thing is, Nate, if she say something like that, she doesn't mean it. She loves me. I love his girlfriend. She's one of my favorites. And she doesn't mean it, and she would never want to hurt my feelings, but she just fucking... She has like a thousand verbal needles, and she goes at Nate like an acupuncturist. Mm-hmm. And they just fucking bounce off of him like he's Wolverine. I swear to God, you see it all the time. She's like, I fucking hate when he plays his guitar. It's like, nah, nah. And Nate's like, yeah, she hates it. Like, with a smile.
That's what you gotta do.
Right, right, right. He's like, you're not getting to me, you know?
It's only because she, like, does everything. She's a chef. So
oh,
she, like,
sweet.
Cooks for me all the time. When she was bitching at me, the only reason I was bitching at the dog was because there was, like, all this laundry out, including my laundry.
Right.
And it was, like, messing it up. I was like, stop fucking messing up the laundry. Of course, she's like, well, maybe if you go put away your clothes that I just did for you.
Right,
like,
right.
It all, like you said, she's always right, but there's sometimes
you're a little bit more right.
And he doesn't care to tell her that, though.
Yeah.
No, he's got to let things go.
He's fucking Teflon.
Pick and choose your battles.
Yeah.
I got so good at not letting shit get to me that my girlfriend brought it up several times that like she does not like that I don't express emotions and I don't get annoyed by anything.
Right.
And I'm like, it's really easy. I don't care.
That's it.
I don't care that you soak the dishes in cold water. Like, I'm going to tell you that. We'll yell about it for 20 minutes or I could just like do it myself.
Right, right. Look at Evan's dog.
Oh, that's a good dog.
He's half. I've never seen this mix. It's a pug and a lab. So he's like bigger than Odin. Yeah, he's cute. He looks small there, but he's bigger than Odin.
Really? That's probably the only, like, pug I will ever like.
I know. I know.
Now my girlfriend wants a French bulldog.
Those are really cute.
Those could be cute.
When they get old, of course, they look fucking googly-eyed and stuff like that.
I think the googly-eyed is funny, though. Like, our dog, he looks like mostly a lab, but when you, like, start fucking with him and he gets excited, his eyes, like, bulge out, and he looks like a pug.
My friend Zach, we were out, we went to the Eastern Market Brewing Company, and we were with a few people, and we're talking about dogs. This one girl's talking about her dogs and this and that. And I just met this girl, and she's friends with my friend's girlfriend. So I'm obviously going to be nice. And she says the thing I hate, which is dog mom. She's like, I'm a dog mom.
I saw you got tagged in that.
Yeah. And I didn't say anything. I think Zach even looked at me like, are you going to say something? She says something about this French. Oh, that's what she said. She said French bulldog, this and that. And Zach goes, at least not a pug. Pugs are ugly. And she goes, I have a pug too. And he just couldn't recover.
I like ugly dogs.
Yeah, I mean, my dog Hector's not very cute. He
looks
skinny.
Like a Hector.
Yeah, exactly.
He does.
He so looks like I feel like every time I walk in, he's going to stab me with a knife.
Yeah, he looks like a Puerto Rican gangbanger.
Yeah, like you need to give him a mustache or something.
Yeah.
It's like one of those little lines.
Yeah, dude, these kids. Here's another picture of them in the courtroom. Dude, they fucked up. But I don't see how all of them can get in trouble. But one of them should just be like, a couple of them should be like, are cool and I just wanted to hang out with them. They threw the rock.
They're all like, you know, brotherhood.
No.
They'll go down.
Yeah, you know what they're going to be talking soon? Aryan brotherhood.
Aryan brotherhood and boyfriend relationships.
Yeah.
Prison bitches.
Yeah.
Terrible.
Sucks for them. Mm-hmm. I learned from that movie, The Good Son. Elijah Wood, what's his name? Fucking Home Alone, Macaulay Culkin. And Macaulay Culkin was like a evil kid, and he made a fake like dummy and threw it off a overpass when all these cars were coming. And it caused like a 100 car pile up, and a bunch of people died and shit. It was crazy. anyways, yeah, I just wanted to get back to fantasy just for a second.
I need it right now.
People that suck. Cam Newton sucks my fucking dick. Demaryius Thomas sucks my fucking ass. Devontae Freeman sucks my fucking pinky
How's that Adrian
Peterson
pick working out for you?
I got rid of him.
Yeah.
A long time ago.
He had a good game.
He had one good game.
And then he came back and didn't do shit.
I was not worried at all about, letting him go.
Yeah.
I wasn't worried at all.
I have, like, all these fucking players. Like, Jordy Nelson, Aaron Rodgers goes down. He's pretty much
useless.
He's useless now. Like,
yeah, they're all afraid to sign Colin Kaepernick. So they're just
using
all their backups.
He could be great. Like, I have, like Carlos Hyde. Terrible or great running back on a terrible team. Like, CJ Anderson struggling, like, terribly. I traded for Joe Mixon, who I think is going to be great, but he, like, doesn't get any carries on his team.
Right.
Bengals kind of suck this year.
And they suck. Yeah. It's just like it's terrible. And the only thing that pisses me off, our friend who is in our big money league here, is 5-2. He's averaging.
I love that one.
Yeah, that's a good one. It doesn't show it here, but I saw today he's averaging 90 points a game, and I'm averaging 93 points a game. It's not much more, but he's 5-2, and I'm 2-5.
Yep.
Like, I know. I have more points than, like, five other people in the league.
That's the way it goes, man. You just get fucking shit luck.
I won in my ESPN league, though. I'm 3-4 in that league.
Hey, do you remember?
Two in a row.
Do you remember when I played fantasy hockey?
And won.
And I
was talking to Brad about that today. I'm like, this is what's going to happen. JJ's going to win. I'm like, JJ or, like, either one of you JJs or Robin will win.
But I don't know if you remember this. I didn't like setting lineups, and I don't know shit about hockey in the first place.
Yeah.
I just knew that Ovechkin
was. I just played too many names.
Right. And so for the second half of the season, I was like, take over doing my lineup, and I'll split it with you if I win. Do you remember that?
Yeah.
Yeah.
And we won.
Yeah.
Did you pay me?
Yeah. Yes, I paid you, motherfucker.
Right. Just making sure it's clear.
Yeah, oh, I paid you because 5 years
because
ago.
Matthew was very upset because I think he found out about that, didn't he? I didn't care. I was taking the money, man.
It was funny. Evan was in a league with some guys we used to work with, and for some reason, all of a sudden, he like just told Evan he can't be in
no,
the league anymore.
This is what happened because it happened to Dennis, and Dennis still works with him. And I'm using names. I know Dennis listens to this sometimes, too. So this dude, Matt, because if he's listening, too, he needs to know I'm upset.
Right.
I'm still salty about this right. shit. So he texts me one day, and he's like, hey, we're not going to do – it was the John Goodman Memorial League. He's like, we're not going to do the John Goodman League anymore. I'm just going to – like, with one guy moving, like, I'm just going to you do my other league. So I was like, all right, that's cool, whatever. And I find out that he told me and one other guy that, Dennis, but really what he did was the one guy moved, so he had all of his friends that were in the league except for the two of us bring in like a different, like another guy, and they changed it from a 10-person to an 8-person. And then six of those guys also had a 6-man league. So they kept the league, but they just didn't want to like have us in it anymore.
Right.
Which was bullshit because we were always in the playoffs. Like, I was in it for 4 years, and I was good in that league because they were all fucking, like, Dave used to draft, like, a defense in the fourth round. Like,
right.
That, like, I was fine. I never actually won it, though. But it was fucking stupid.
I hope they're listening.
Didn't they change it?
I hope they're all listening.
Didn't they change the name of it? Or they keep it the John Goodman Memorial?
I have no idea. Well, they, like, made a fucking trophy and shit.
Yeah.
If you want to go pick someone up, by the way. Do you know this guy, Juju Smith?
Juju Smith. Yeah, but Schuster. He's in concussion protocol.
His name is Juju.
Juju Can't Smith.
Juju Smith.
I'll give
Schuster.
You two reasons why I don't like him.
Why? Juju.
Jew and Jew. No, just kidding.
Just kidding. I knew you were going to go with the
anti-Semitic joke.
I didn't
know you were going to go there. I really didn't.
I've done a lot of these episodes with him.
I'm fucking super excited for UFC coming up. See, the way UFC does it is, remember, they have them numbered, UFC 217, whatever. And in between, they have these things called fight nights. I don't know any of these guys, really. These are non-pay-per-view.
Oh,
you know, they're on Fox Sports 1 or whatever.
217, and all those numbers are
pay-per-view. These are pay-per-view, yeah.
Those are big guys.
So,
is Cowboy in it?
Cowboy just lost to a fucking badass kid from Liverpool. And so that he's probably pretty close to done. He's been in it too long anyways. So we're going to get together for this somehow or some way if you're in town, Nathan.
What, to watch it?
November 4th?
Yeah, I should be in town.
How do you, like, you're out of town for every game?
Not every game, but it all depends. Like, I was in Cleveland last night.
Yeah.
For the game. Barely beat the fucking Bulls.
How's that going, by the way?
What?
The job? Team and everything?
The team? Team's good.
Yeah. So Nate showed me a hype video for the Cavs.
Mm-hmm.
It's pretty fucking sweet. And
do you really need a hype video for the Cavs?
I mean, dude,
you could put anything on the screen and those fans are
right. And the thing is, they have such a thing that a hype video just works so good. You know what I mean? Like, it's pretty
people are
easy.
Already.
Yeah.
Yeah, because like the Pistons have a hype video too, but and people are like, I'm gonna go get a hot dog.
It looks like an amateur World Star Hip Hop video.
Yeah, it is unbelievable.
But they had, like, LeBron in the gym and shit. Dude, that guy's got to be on fucking human growth hormone or something.
I don't...
I'm talking hyperbole.
I just think he is, like, one of those in a million people that just is, like, God-given.
Yeah.
Like, absolute perfect everything.
Right.
Like, he is just, like...
And he lifts. He lifts for real. You know, he doesn't just stay
muscular.
Skinny.
Right.
Yeah.
He's a monster.
But it was fucking sweet. And my favorite part was the LeBron with his shirt off because I'm a real fan of the human anatomy, especially that of a man. But
tall, dark, and handsome.
Tall, dark, and fucking scary.
Tall, dark, and rich.
What's the NBA news going on right now? Quiet start? The beginning
quiet
of the season?
There's a
besides
ton,
that
ton
Hayward.
Of guys. Get, well, yeah, that was fucked up.
Oh,
right.
Yeah,
that was
nasty.
Really fucked up. I was there. I actually had a seat, like, right looking at it, but I actually went kind of backstage for a minute to go do some work, and I like looked up and Kevin Harlan from the TNT broadcast was like, and Hayward has broken his leg.
That was a good impression.
Yeah.
Was it really?
That was pretty good.
And I like went back out to my seat, and just like the whole crowd is just like, it's like everyone's kind of like talking about it. All the players like have their hands over their face.
Right. That was like the craziest thing to watch was the reaction from McCaffrey.
Yeah, man, it was not good. But they snapped it back into place on the court. Because then they put him in an air cast and like, but yeah, that's fucked up. It's just, it's not good to see that for anybody. Like, you wouldn't want to see anybody.
So, hell no. Of course
I felt
not.
Bad. It was like his first game with his new team.
Yeah. He's getting paid millions of dollars no matter what, but still, it's just sucks.
He'd probably rather playing than doing that.
Yeah,
shit.
Absolutely. Coming back from that. But then, I mean, otherwise, there's just a ton of people getting fined. Are you seeing this?
For what?
Steph Curry, like, threw his mouth guard at a ref, got fined
$50,000. Oh, Jesus.
$50,000. Kyrie Irving, who used to be on the Cavs, some fan yells at him and goes, he's like, where's LeBron? He looks up and goes, suck my dick.
Oh, Jesus.
Gets fined $25,000. Like, it's going, these guys are just going nuts, man.
Turning into NFL.
Yeah. So,
I can't do basketball. I really want to like basketball.
It's exciting, though.
Like, the playoffs are exciting.
Yeah. There's games that can be real slow.
And, like, I like LeBron James. I like Steph Curry. I think those are, like, good guys to, like, be the face of the NBA. But, like, goddamn, do they just, like, so, like, dramatic. And, like, they always go for the foul. Like, nobody goes for the fucking basket, you know?
It's either
trying to get fouled, they're trying to shoot a three, or they're trying to, like, posterize somebody.
Right.
Like, it's too dramatic. Like, they're too – I feel like they're just so worried about
it's almost
the video.
Not even, right. It's not even, like, a – it's, like – like, hockey is, like, the way I look at the major four sports, like, USC is not even in this. Like, these guys are just fucking insane. And it's, like, this is not even – it's, like, a sport, but it's just, like, they're fighting.
No,
like,
it's insane.
And it's insane. But, like, baseball is, like – when you go to a baseball game, like, it's like, tradition. But it's nostalgic. And, like, you know, like, you know what you're getting into. Like, these guys are fucking – they're ball players, and they're playing baseball. NFL is, like, this, like – religion right now, you know, it only they do it so well, even though they have a Thursday and a Monday night game. Like, the fact that, like, Sunday is this, and it's just like, and it's such a hard hitting sport that, okay, it's a sport, and these guys are out there playing, they don't give a shit, like, about the fans or the game experience or anything. Hockey is just like, same thing, these guys are hockey players, they don't give a shit about anything else. They're absolute basketball,
they want celebrity.
It's like an entertainment thing now. It's not even a sporting event. Like,
it's really,
like, there's music playing as they're dribbling the ball up. It's crazy.
I went to a Pistons game for the first time in, like, years, a couple years ago, and they were playing music, and I'm like, what the hell?
Like, no other sport would you do that.
It's like people, like, they play music, they don't play defense.
I know, man. A lot of guys walking.
Like, even, like, back when the Pistons were relevant in our lifetime, like the 2004 run, you know, those few years, like, it was intense. Like, the games were good.
Absolutely.
Now it's like, you can't just put on a random game.
Right.
Like, oh, yeah, I'm going to watch the Pistons play the Cavs, because it'll be like, Pistons got their ass kicked because they suck.
Right.
They're so bad.
So when we were talking about Gordon Hayward, I thought of this clip. This is a guy named Gabriel Gonzaga. This is Mirko Krokop, one of the baddest motherfuckers on the planet. But it just so happens you get hit enough times, you get knocked out easier. So, all these guys, just like any boxer, if, like, Floyd Mayweather's the exception, you know, your last fight, you're not going to look good. But this guy gets knocked out, and his foot just fucking, he falls on his foot, and it breaks. This is the clip, and you can't really see it unless you're looking for it. So,
which guy?
This guy. He gets knocked out, and he crumples on his own foot. Like, watch. See, it's behind him.
Oh! Yeah.
See?
Oh!
It's pointing the other way. But he's knocked out. See, and he just flipped his foot back around. The ref did.
Oh, my God.
See, look
God.
How it's... Yeah.
That's crazy that he just fell on it.
Yeah, and it snapped. Well, I mean, he weighs 250 pounds.
Yeah, that big. Jesus.
Yeah, but, man. But, I mean, when you're...
Can't happen when you're just these fat, guys lazy, are used sitting on the couch.
That can't happen. These guys are used to pain.
Right.
Gordon Hayward, the did I say that right? Gordon?
Yeah.
The only Gordon thing he's used to is like a couple elbows or, you know.
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, like, he's like a skinny little white boy.
Yeah.
He's not LeBron Jax.
Right.
He's like,
right. And you know what? These guys that are that tall and skinny, I think they should put on muscle because muscle is what keeps you from breaking, you know?
Yeah. Well, and that, then when that, like you're that, actually like going in, like when you're going to be bigger than the other guys, right, yeah, but not fatter.
Right.
You know, you'll still be fast.
Even some of the guys that put on a little fat, like not so much Shaq in the later years, but like if you watch early clips of Sean Kemp, or not David Robinson was just a freak. Yeah.
The biggest difference is like not, the NBA now, and what is what you were talking about. It's like the NBA is just so different now, and like there's this guy, I don't know if you know him. Never know how to say his last name, but his first name is Giannis. Giannis Antetokounmpo.
It's actually Antetokounmpo.
Exactly. And he is like 6'10 and like weighs like whatever, like 185 or something. Just Giannis. That guy. And he's like, he could be the best player in the NBA this year, but he's like, he's skinny. He is, like, lanky. You would think he would just get, like, beaten up. But, like, today's NBA, like, you don't
need... Everybody's small.
Yeah, you don't need to
be... You're not going up against Bill Laimbeer.
Right. No one's, like, you know, slamming you to the ground. I mean, and he's still pretty big. But just, like, when the whole thing was is that, like, when this guy was coming out of... He didn't go to college. He's straight from Greece. That like he had like the intangibles to be like a top five pick, but he was so skinny that no one wanted to take him, and he actually slipped to like I think 15th overall. But like you can survive in today's NBA. But I think that's why LeBron is so dominant, just because he's so fucking big.
Watching him like fucking fly through.
He started at point guard last night.
Yeah, dude, it's 8:12. Do you have to go?
I told Jen I'd be there in, I don't know, in 10 minutes.
She said okie dokie, so
okie
dokie.
Okie doke.
Where are you going?
Amici's Pizza.
Nice, very nice.
Go there for great pizza, and it's good drinks.
They have amazing pizza.
I used to work there. It's really good. At?
It's just right up in Berkeley on 12 Mile.
Is that the same Amici's that's in Detroit?
No. Was asked that today, too. No,
I used to work in Hamtramck, and they used to get Amici's.
Yeah. Yeah. When you worked at DM.
Reminds me of The Office, like Pizza by Alfredo or Alfredo's Pizza.
It's a big difference.
I got a big bag of peppers from a guy at my work the other day. I think I might eat them.
Eat them raw?
What's so funny?
That's just super random.
I work with a bunch of hillbillies.
We're making Office references over here.
I know.
We're talking about peppers.
Well, fucking Mikey reminded me of it with his comment on Facebook.
Oh, yeah.
Stuff them up your butt. But, yeah, I think I don't know what to do with fucking habanero peppers, and I don't want to go through the whole making a fucking full salsa. You know what I mean?
I was going to say make salsa. I did the other day. It was fucking delicious.
Yeah.
All you do is cut the shit up, throw it in the blender, and just.
It's really. Yeah. Maybe I'll do
good.
It.
That's good.
I don't know. But, yeah, so November 4th.
Spicy peppers, though.
Yeah. So, Evan, you're invited too. November 4th, we're going to get the fight either at my house or...
way booked that day.
Why? You fucker. And the fucked up thing is the main card starts at 10 p.m. and there's 1, 2, 3, 4 fights before the main one. So, it'll be a late one, but Nate, you can hang.
Oh, yeah.
Are you going to wear a UFC glove?
Yeah, should I?
Yeah.
I'll wear my UFC glove.
You're gonna dress up?
I'll be in my underwear. And I'm going to fight anybody there that's a girl.
Cool.
Only girls.
All right, I'll bring my girlfriend.
Yep.
I won't tell her about the fighting. She won't have gloves. You win.
And I can sneak attack her.
I'll be taking bets on the side.
Yes. Speaking of bets, we took a week off of the pick 'em.
Is that what happened?
Yeah. I took a bye week.
Oh, I see.
I'm fucking, dude.
Was it just annoying to like keep bugging people like Evan and I to pay?
Well, yeah. No, I just feel bad.
We're in a group text because of it now.
I just like it takes up time and I like forget. Like there's dozens of times that people didn't pay and I just don't even remember. So, but I don't care. It's just
Me that people don't pay?
Yeah.
And we just go through it and you hound us to pay, but there's just people out there that don't pay?
But I can't remember who. Like, I remind people once or twice, and then I forget, you know?
I'm out.
I thought we were friends, man.
Dude.
Like, let it slide once in a while.
Evan paid for this week, too, already.
I paid because I paid you last week for last week and the week before.
And I took a bye, yeah.
Well, I haven't paid for this week yet.
No, but you haven't made your picks yet, so.
Neither have I. You sent them
Who's your favorite? Who's your? Do you watch anything but Red Zone and Lions games?
Yeah, sometimes.
Who's the best team to watch right now? Philly?
Philly's good.
Philly's fun.
Kansas City's good.
Is Philly coming to Detroit this year?
I don't think so.
They came last year, and the fans weren't that crazy.
You know what? You know who's the worst team to watch?
What? Oakland?
No. Oakland's pretty fun.
Indianapolis?
Yeah.
It's either Cleveland, but that's an easy pick. So my pick is Baltimore. Some reason, they're always on TV, and I have Justin Tucker in their defense, so I'm always paying attention to their games. Joe Flacco is the worst fucking...
He's terrible.
He's so bad. It's unbelievable.
It's hard to believe that he won a Super Bowl.
I know.
Did he get a nice contract after that Super Bowl?
Yeah.
Yeah, right.
Like a $100 million contract.
Yeah, he's like making like $23 million a year or something.
Oh, well. Mm-hmm.
Yeah,
good for him.
Win the Super Bowl, get the contract. But look at Stafford. He didn't even have to win a playoff game, and he got the contract.
And that one point I absolutely want to make. I'm glad you brought up Stafford. You look at the NFC North right now. Brett Hundley is the quarterback of the Packers. Case Keenum is the quarterback of the Minnesota Vikings. And Mitch Trubisky is the quarterback of the Bears.
Yeah, they threw 7 passes in a game last
week,
and they won.
4 passes last week.
4 out of 7, though, so that's not.
But they beat Carolina, right?
Yeah, because the defensive touchdowns.
And wow.
But Carolina beat themselves in that game.
All I'm saying is that if you're Matt Stafford and you're who cares about the money? You're an experienced
you're almost in year 10.
You can't take this division with two backups and a rookie.
If we don't win, it's
fucked up.
Yeah,
it's
if we don't win,
so
I lose all
fucked
faith.
Up. I don't know who to blame. Maybe it's not his fault. Maybe it's Caldwell. Maybe it's
our offense, man. Our offense looks tired. Everybody's figured it out.
Could be his wife's fault.
So
Mrs. Caldwell, if you're listening, suck his dick. Or don't. Maybe it's because she does and that's not working.
Right. With like no like fighter, fighters fighters aren't supposed to fuck before their fights.
That feels good.
Really?
Because it lets go of some testosterone. That's your Caldwell impression.
That was
it's kind of like I just think of Cleveland from
All right.
That's nice. Right there. Little decorum. Yes.
I just pulled up the roster, and it just came up in alphabetical. But
you're going to look at the Lions roster?
Yeah, I just want you to tell me who's their best player.
They don't really have one right now.
I know. It's pretty bad.
Nevin Lawson.
Wasn't this Galladay supposed to be all right? He was okay for
his four games or three games.
I mean, the thing is our best player is probably still Stafford.
Yeah, but what does that do?
When he's healthy.
Pretty good. Darius Slay is pretty damn good.
No, I like what the fuck is it? The defensive tackle, A'shaun Robinson.
Oh yeah,
I like him.
Out of Bama,
I think he's the low key best player on the team.
My favorite player on the Lions is Matt Prater for sure.
He might be
Nick
the best
Swartzen.
Player on the team.
Yeah, he looks like a fat Nick Swartzen.
He does.
Actually, Nick Swartzen's getting kind of fat.
He signed a contract extension today, and then like the Lions social media went out and put like, congratulations to Matt Prater, and it showed like a picture of him, and like some people were like, oh, great kicking, blah blah blah, but some people were like, thank God he liked to drink beer in Denver.
Right.
And I'm like, Jesus Christ, people.
Yeah.
So there's
one person just said he was great in Grandma's Boy.
There's
crazy.
And that's funny. The internet can hear us.
Mm-hmm.
I just pull up my Instagram and it shows a picture of somebody wearing a Prater shirt.
Wow.
I have a Jason Hansen jersey.
What's this girl's name? Duck girl. Anyways, there's a girl that I follow on Twitter for some reason, and she... Duck girl? What's her name? She's got one arm, and she's hot.
Is she a surfer?
No, I don't think so. But...
I know who you're thinking about.
She like got her arm
that one blonde,
by it.
Yeah.
What's her fucking name? Duck girl something. I don't know. Anyways, she posted a picture of herself. She's hot. And it's like she posts pictures of herself showing her missing arm, you know, not hiding it. That's kind of her thing. But apparently she's like turning like really like sexual, almost like porn starry on social media. She had a picture on Twitter of her naked in front of a camera, like taking a picture in the bathroom in a mirror naked. And then underneath it, it was like, let's see what the creepiest comments are. And it's like,
what?
People are commenting creepy shit, but it's like,
do that.
You just fucking posted yourself naked. What do you expect?
Yeah, at that point, and it's then, not creepy. Then, it's just
and then
response.
Like some of her real fans or whatever, or like other girls are like commenting
out
on other people.
She's probably got a lot of like young kids that follow her too.
I'm sure.
Right, she's like an inspiration.
Yeah, there's like creepy like you, and then there's like the people that saw her that, on like the Ellen DeGeneres show.
Just look at your likes on Twitter, JJ. It's
I didn't like it though.
Oh,
what the fuck is her name? Duck, Lauren Duck.
All right, I'm leaving after this picture.
Okay.
I'm really curious.
Okay, it's...
Don't tell me she deleted it.
No, that's the picture. Wow. I'm naked again, but also look how in shape I am. And then when people comment...
Here,
no,
go back and just like click like right here.
And then how did my comment section get worse than it already was? Because you just posted a fucking naked picture of yourself.
What is her goal here? To get more
like, so like when girls say like stuff like when's our wedding, she likes it. And then when somebody says hubba hubba yummy and it's a guy, a girl behind it will be like, that's the worst one. And it's like, this guy writes,
I mean, if his pickup line is hubba hubba, it's pretty pathetic, but I wouldn't say it's creepy.
But yeah, that's what I'm saying.
But
and like
you can't, that's fucking stupid.
But she was never like this. Like, you followed her for a while, or
no,
did you just start?
I probably
following
just found her because she was on like Barstool or something.
Oh yeah.
I will research her and I will figure out how JJ found her, and I guarantee you it is not from something he wants to admit.
No, I don't know.
It has something to do with,
I don't think she's done porn.
Amputees.
But see, no, dude, that's not it.
No,
but look,
man,
she's got one arm, but she's got two tits, so that's cool.
But with one arm, like you can't really do, you can't really multitask.
Don't worry, they don't need two hands for me. Anyway.
That was such a serious. You go, dude. Like you like stop talking.
You seemed about as offended by that as if I were to bring up the fact that you're hitting an e-cig, so.
Oh, fuck you. I told you not to bring that up.
I know. That's why I did it. I'm sorry, man.
On that, I'm out.
All right. Yeah, we're all out of here. Okay. Love you guys. You guys, thanks for listening.
Just hang it up.
And
it
bye.